You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, quite an exciting announcement today between Exxaro and the Small Business Institute, a collaboration to promote the development of small and medium-sized enterprises in the country. And it's a partnership that's going to focus on the functional and economic viability of small towns beyond the life of mines. And it's such an important issue in South Africa as we talk about things like just transitions and post-closure mining. I'm joined now by Mzila Mtenjani, who's Executive of Stakeholder Affairs at Exxaro, and John Gludlu, CEO of the Small Business Institute. Mzila, kick us off. We know that post-closure mining strategies are going to be needed for communities in Mpumalanga and elsewhere. How did this partnership with the SBI come about?
Michael, thank you very much for the interview, and good evening to you and the listeners, and great to have John as well on the show. Let me start off by looking at it from, you know, the beginning in terms of the impact that the establishment of a new mine has. And mining is a primary economic activity, and I also like to call it as pioneering, because we often go where the ore body's at and where nobody else wants to be. And once you start a mine, you then catalyze so much more in terms of the economy. And whilst we're not talking from a perspective of new mines, but also, and the reason why we entered into this partnership is that Exxaro is the company that is growing, and we see ourselves being a catalyst for new businesses. And what is most important about the study is that small mining towns have been at the receiving end of reducing mines and reducing communities. And we think we can change that. We make a reference to mine closure. That's another opportunity where we see potential growth and a change where mining is concerned, and looking at how we can repurpose mines for future economic development. And that's going to require small businesses to play a role.
Absolutely. And Mzila, Bernard Swanepoel, who knows a thing or two about mining, says he believes that the work that you're doing to ensure the sustainability of the mining communities where you operate is groundbreaking. Just tell me a little bit more about how you approach this in the various locales in which you operate.
Well, I think a good example is our Belfast mine, which we refer to as our first digitally connected mine. That was a greenfield mine, which we started about 2 years ago. We established it 6 months ahead of schedule. And what we focused on there was to make sure that where we do employ turnkey project managers and project management companies, that the subcontracting involves small businesses. And not just any small businesses, but we make sure that it's youth who are involved and women that are involved, both during the construction of the project as well as now during the operation. And we have some very successful SMEs that are participating in the value chain at the moment.
And that is the model that we have to encourage in a country, John, to bring you in here, that has as one of its biggest legacies, hangover from the apartheid era, is a structure in the economy that tends towards big business, larger oligopolies, and has always excluded smaller businesses as a result. What is this partnership with Exxaro going to offer the SBI?
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to Mzila. It's good to have him here as well. And so let me just take you a step back. The relationship is threefold. The first part of the relationship is the renewal of the membership of SBI by Exxaro. That's the first part of it. The second part of it is around collaborating on research. And then the third one is we are hoping that we would participate in an initiative which is very close to our heart and close to Exxaro's heart, which is around local economic development, especially in the area of the province of Limpopo. There is a trilateral relationship between Exxaro, Anglo-American, and the government of Limpopo. We were very excited when we were introduced to the work of Impact Catalyst, because it spoke to our other very important concern, which is that we have to be concerned about two things. First, the small towns rely on anchor investors. So you find typically in certain areas, you find maybe an Eskom and a mining company. If the life of the mineral resources came to an end, it's almost pretty much a ghost town in that area. We were very concerned that we shouldn't, where we can, we shouldn't allow a situation like that. We should sort of look at other industries, such as agro-processing industries, which is quite big in that province. The second area of collaboration is around research. 2 years ago, we worked with the Revenue Service, the UIF, and the National Treasury, and FSA, to find out the landscape, the SME landscape in South Africa. And we decided deliberately to look through the lens of unemployment, because the biggest problem alongside poverty and inequality is unemployment in this country. We are now told that we are fast approaching 40% of just the narrow definition of unemployment. So we wanted to see what does the formal employing, tax-paying, UIF contributing, and CIPC registered SME segment of the economy is contributing to employment creation. We found that they only contribute about 28%, which really makes us an outlier economy in terms of world benchmarks, because successful and progressive economies tend to draw quite a lot of employment from the formal SME segment of the economy, 60 to 70%. In our country, it's 28%.
And we now need to understand why.
There's quite a lot of issues. One is red tape. Spending for a typical SME owner to spend 9 working days a month on complying with legislation, regulation, policies, bylaws, that's quite a lot of time. Preferably, we would like SME owners to be spending more time with their clients, with their employees, delivering services instead of just complying. So the next phase is to actually look at the systemic challenges facing SME firms in South Africa beyond COVID, before and beyond COVID and during COVID, of course. This is where Exaro has kindly contributed to enabling this research, which is starting now.
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, sorry about that, John and Mzila. The line, the hard line dropped. We've got it back up again, though. Mzila, just to finish us off here, as we are running out of time, there is obviously a role for established, especially large mining companies to play here in terms of leaving sustainable communities in Mpumalanga after coal. In other words, what do you see the role of a mining company and a coal mining company in a just transition? What should the future of Mpuma look like in 4 or 5 decades' time, when there is no more coal, and how can this be achieved in a way that is really just for all the communities and workers and the country at large?
So when we speak of sustainable mining, we should really focus on what mining does whilst it's mining and not think of how long it's going to continue to mine to sustain those communities. That's really where the real value and benefit of mining comes, that the revenues and the profits, the taxes that we pay, go back to establishing new economies. I think that's where we need to begin, because that's how communities that are established during mining will then continue to thrive beyond mining. What we're looking at Exaro is not only how we are investing in communities today, but how we can leverage off assets that tend to get left behind once we've finished mining and extracted the resource from the ground. And land is one of those key assets that we find is providing some very, what I can call, beautiful opportunities going forward, not only for agriculture, but we've also seen from other examples around the world how open pit mines can be turned into science locations. We've got a center in Cornwall, for instance, in the UK, which is a tourism industry right now and is a location for R&D as well. So the many opportunities that we see coming if we can really be creative and innovative about it.
Absolutely. And I love that approach, and why I mentioned what Bernard Swanepoel said, because he's someone I respect deeply with regards to a vision for this country, and it's articulated by what you're doing at Exxaro, and John, and what you guys are doing at the Small Business Institute. It's now about executing, and this is the kind of partnership that fills me with great encouragement that these learnings, this research that you're going to be doing, will indeed be helped to inform good policy making as well. I'm going to have to invite you both back for a 30-minute round table to share some of these stories and ideas to start catalyzing this change around South Africa. The time to just sit on our knees has come and gone. We need to pivot as a country, as they always say, and that time is certainly now. Mzila Mtinjani, Executive of Stakeholder Affairs at Exxaro, and John Gludlu, the CEO of the Small Business Institute, announcing a very important partnership between the two organizations today.